This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Been a bit of dancing out tears away this week in feminist circles. I'm talking to Karen Pickering on the phone in our segment Feminist Without Town. This is Katie's Cut Lunch and it's 28 minutes to four. Karen, we've just been talking about women's reproductive rights. Shall we talk now about the doings in Canberra this week?
Certainly, yeah. So it was a big day of highs and lows, really. Not 5 minutes after it became clear that the filibuster in Texas was going to succeed, a spill was announced for the latest leadership in Canberra, and I'm sure all of your listeners know the outcome by now. So it was very emotional night for, I think, a lot of people who felt as though the first female prime minister had been the subject of pretty vicious treatment just because she's a woman.
Yeah.
And what's clear now is that, you know, Julia Gillard didn't lose her prime ministership because of policy failures, because she wasn't able to govern effectively. You know, she lost her prime ministership because there had obviously been a campaign inside the party as well as outside, her detractors outside the party to undermine and remove her. So it was very tough.
It wasn't all along, she's a woman lines, that undermining. A lot of it was, but there were other reasons percolating in there as well. But, of course, in this segment what we're going to focus on is the feminist view, which is that by certain sections of the media she was disgracefully treated.
Certainly. And, I mean, you're absolutely right that Julia Gillard's policy record on a number of issues was decidedly hostile to feminist viewpoints, including the cuts of payments to single parents, which disproportionately affected women and poor women, vulnerable women. And many women who were not vulnerable in the sense that they were working very hard in order to support their families and maybe holding down a couple of jobs, then found that was actually a liability in the new climate. So that was a very hostile act towards women in the Australian political sphere.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, you know, the treatment of asylum seekers has continued to be absolutely appalling. And we have women and children not only in detention but living in the community where they're unable to work, they're unable to access any of the basic benefits that Australian citizens are entitled to. And, of course, they can't have family reunions. So these are all... And the continuing, you know, intervention in Northern Territory and the treatment of Indigenous Australians continues to be a national disgrace.
Yeah, and also the non-support for marriage equality.
True, absolutely.
So, you know, what we're saying is that not everything Julia Gillard did when she was Prime Minister was favourable to women.
Absolutely not, I honestly don't think that that's why she lost power.
No.
You know, I don't think that the ALP right removed her from power because she wasn't left-wing enough.
right.
And that's the crux of the matter. So, I mean, I think that Julia Gillard actually got it very right in her final speech when she said that her gender doesn't explain everything and it doesn't explain nothing.
Yeah.
So certainly there were some failures that were incredibly disappointing for feminists and other activists and campaigners, including, as you say, LGBTIQ activists who've been fighting for years for marriage equality.
Yeah. Yes.
And to have a woman in the lodge who's an atheist, who's in a de facto relationship with her partner, deny the rights to equal treatment before the law to LGBTIQ people was, frankly, appalling.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was what lost her the job. I think probably there was a perception among the public that a woman couldn't do the job as well as a man, and that was, I guess, reflected or exacerbated by her, by the vicious and in many cases, you know, the vicious treatment that she received in the media and from her colleagues. So I was going to say in many cases also illegal, as Anne Summers pointed out in her essay, Her Rights at Work,
yes,
about Julie Gillard.
I urge the listeners to go and Google that if they haven't read it. It's by Anne Summers, well-known author, called Her Rights at Work. Yep,
yeah,
do go on.
Explains that, you know, Julie Gillard is doing her job and she's at work, and that in order to get her job done, she had to be in a workplace that was very sexist and in some cases misogynistic towards her. And even if we couldn't regulate people like Alan Jones and Larry Pickering and other sections of the media, certainly there should have been more protections in place in Canberra.
Yeah.
For a person trying to do their job without being menaced and harassed by people in her workplace. So
that's right.
I think there's a lot of really interesting things for us to reflect on now that we've had our first female Prime Minister, and one of those is one of the things I think we have to face is that as a nation, our levels of maturity and acceptance were pretty questionable.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to Katie's Cut Lunch. I'm talking to Karen Pickering in our segment Feminist About Town. If you would like to comment on either the Texas filibuster and Wendy Davis, or on the happenings in Parliament this week, you can contact us on SMS 0427 joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
To hear what listeners think.
Yeah, well, I've had a couple of SMSs. Tony says, I totally and utterly disagree with that. She was a very bad leader and that's all there is to it. And Chris says, Julia was an arrogant leader. If anything, you would expect more from a woman.
Okay. So, well, I guess that the policy record that is being a bit obscured by all of this gender analysis,
yep,
and I think maybe Chris and Tony are frustrated by, as am I, even as a feminist commentator who does a lot of this for her work, I'm frustrated by it as well, because her policy record includes establishing the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
Yep.
It includes the Gonski reform,
yes,
to ensure better education funding for all Australian children. It includes a carbon tax, which,
yep,
you know, we know absolutely was urgent. And so given that she was governing a minority, you know, governing in a hung parliament with a minority government, I think actually, you know, the claim that she was a terrible leader is a little bit, perhaps is personal rather than looking at the record of what she was able to accomplish. So, it's tough. I mean, I absolutely don't think that women should get special treatment that lets them off the hook when they make mistakes, and especially when mistakes have been made of the magnitude of this government.
Yes.
But it also frustrates me how much of the criticism of Julie Gillard is gendered.
Yes, and that's really the point of our discussion here today. Thank you very much for your messages, Chris and Tony. And as I said, 0427 joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. I've got to play a few more messages now. We might just chat for a few more minutes after that, but after that, because I've only got 20 minutes left in the studio, Karen, I'll come back to you after these messages.
No worries.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.